never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to discuss here. A day after the beginning of the Combine. Howie had a lot to say. Nick Sirianni had a lot to say. We'll unpack it all over the next 4 hours. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. It's a PSA. Don't mess around and get sick thinking it's summertime. I saw some of y'all out there today. Y'all got your little, you know, your little Lululemons on and running around with your T-shirts.
Lululemons in February.
Yeah, running around with your little T-shirts and stuff on. Don't mess around and get sick.
Well, you know what happens. Every time around this year, it's like that fake spring. People are like, I'm bringing the shorts out, T-shirts.
Tell you, everybody's excited about it. I get it because I almost did the same thing yesterday, man. It's like just being outside and, you know, the weather's breaking. But the reality is I still saw some snow piles that are out there. So it's still cold outside. So don't mess around and get sick.
Take it easy is what you're saying?
Yeah, just slow your roll a little bit.
Well, I could use that phrasing for everyone out there who is going head over heels for the Philadelphia Eagles to acquire Myles Garrett. All right, Howie spoke yesterday, and there's a lot for us to unpack. We'll get into it. Yeah, I liked what Sirianni said about the tush push and all that yesterday. But the biggest story right now in the NFL involving the Eagles and potentially other teams in the NFC is this Myles Garrett sweepstakes. And when they get to the Combine, we'll have Elliott on with us at 12 today. Elliott always says, like, this isn't really only a draft event. It's actually an off-season event with the draft kind of in the background, right? Because all the GMs are there. They're talking. And yesterday, Howie Roseman was asked, and while he did make sure to say he's not allowed to talk about anyone under contract, listen to how he framed it when asked about, you know, a player like Myles Garrett, if he's potentially available.
How many years have you been doing this?
You know, long enough to know I shouldn't ask, but
I figured that. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about anyone under contract with another team. I think that, you know, one thing that I can promise our fans is that there will not be a player that's available that we won't study, that we won't look at and see if it can help the team. Sometimes those opportunities work and you're able to do that, and sometimes they don't.
All right, so Howie Roseman, while Elliott tried to get a good answer out of him, Howie, he tap danced a little bit as he had to because he can't say, hey, we're after Myles Garrett or hey, we're not. And I know a lot of people, I would imagine, and we'll find out today at 215-592-9494. I think a lot of our audience who is going to want to go all in for Myles Garrett.
All in. I get that.
I get it. And he's a tremendous player, and he'll be in Canton one day. And if you told me right now Myles Garrett is on the Eagles, I'd be so excited to watch him play football and say, we got to watch Myles Garrett play because he's a great player. But I just want to get in front of this before this gets crazy. I'm not all in.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I'm not all in on Myles Garrett. Look, he is a great football player, and adding him could make the Eagles certainly even better for 2025. But I look at this as a bigger picture thing. Number one, The Eagles just won the Super Bowl without Myles Garrett. They didn't need that kind of one singular player to win. They did it with depth. They did it with a team. Go back to the Super Bowl. Where were those sacks coming from? Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, Jalix Hunt. It wasn't coming from just one guy. And I look at the two Super Bowls the Eagles have won. They've won two of them, Hugh. You know how many of those two had a double-digit sack guy during the regular season?
None.
Neither. Their leader in 2017 had 9.5 sacks. That was Brandon Graham. Their leader this year was Josh Sweat with 8. They haven't needed a dominant one guy to win the Super Bowl. What they've had is a rotation. What they've had is a team. They've had depth. And taking a trade for Myles Garrett, which I'm guessing would include two first-round picks, would hurt their depth. And then, Hugh, I'm curious where you come down on this. I mean, you obviously have experience living literally this life. But when I look at it, I went back and tried to find pass rushers kind of like Myles Garrett, right? Like great players, and that you see their stats and what they did in their 20s, because Myles Garrett is 29 now, right? He's about to exit his prime and go into the whatever stage he's going to be
in. Yeah, he's different, though.
He is different. I know that. But when you look at great, I'm not looking at the average pass rusher. I'm looking at great ones. Von Miller, his last double-digit sack season was his 8th year. DeMarcus Ware, after his 8th season, he averaged 7 sacks per year. Simeon Rice, 0.
Those are still pretty good.
They're but you're not paying two first-round picks for 7.
I know what you're saying.
Simeon Rice had 0 All-Pros after his 8th year in the NFL. And I went and looked. So Myles Garrett has 4 first-team All-Pros. Like, he's an all-timer, right? 4 first-team All-Pros first 8 years. He's one of 11 guys to do that. Reggie White is one of them. You go
Bruce,
back.
I would say Bruce Smith.
Deacon Jones. Like, the best of the best,
yeah,
right?
Like different guys that are different.
Of those different guys, those special 11 guys he's with, 10 of them fell off pretty quick after their 8th year in the NFL. They fell off. About half of them fell off considerably. I like Myles Garrett. He's a great football player. But if the cost is 2 first-round picks, if the cost is all in, Hugh Douglas, I'm not all in. I would take him, but I'm not trading 2 first-round picks for Myles Garrett. The Eagles have the best team. They did that by building depth, not just one great player. Hugh, where do you come down? I mean, this has got to be tugging at your heartstrings. One, you're a pass rusher. Two, I know you're a big Myles Garrett fan. You've said it on the show many times. Hugh, are you all in for Myles?
Can I be allowed to long talk a little bit? Because this is going to give you an idea of where I'm coming at from this. Because my whole life, I've never had a 71 Chevelle. I want a 71 Chevelle SS. 5-speed. I want a manual. And I've been looking for one. And I found a couple, Joe, that I really like. They're really nice cars. The paint has been done. The frame off restorations and all that. But every time that I talk to somebody about how much they want for that car, it's way out of my price range. It's more money than I'm comfortable spending for a car that old, if you get what I'm saying.
Sure.
You know, even though it's a frame-off restoration, brand-new motor, updated amenities and all the other stuff, it's just that price that they're asking for it. I can't bring myself to pay that price. I just can't do it. You know, if I was still playing, maybe. But as an older gentleman and you know, planning for the future and things like that, that is just not the investment that I'm willing to make. And I tell that story because this is kind of the same situations with Myles Garrett. We have benefited tremendously from the young players, the young contributors. I was about to say young contributors, the young contributors to our football team. They've done a hell of a job. Howie's done a hell of a job drafting. Now, I know that there's been years where it's been a little lean when it comes to draft picks that helped the team out and things of that nature. But this last year, you could call it an anomaly. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But these young players that came in and helped us win the Super Bowl, I can't get that out of my mind. And when you talk about a player like Myles Garrett, he's similar to that 71 Chevelle that I want. Beautiful car. Gives you everything you want. Everyday driver. You could drive it every day. You're not going to have any problems with it, any of that. But the price that I have to pay to get that, I can get something that's probably not as nice, probably doesn't cost as much, but it's still, you know, decent. And that's what I look at when I look at these young players, man. We've benefited tremendously from these young players coming in and doing the things that they did for us last year. Cooper DeJean, just for an example. If we give away our second-round draft pick, there's no Cooper DeJean on this team. There's no Jalix Hunt. There's no Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Now, I know his contribution ain't as great as those other guys.
But DeJean and
still,
Hunt, yeah,
still
and Quinyon,
contributed.
Yeah, of course.
And when I look at the NFL and the way that this coaching staff is built right now, they've done a great job of grooming these young guys. Milt Williams, old teammate of mine. Milton Williams. They've done a great job of grooming and coaching these young guys up. Now, if you like, you go get Myles Garrett. I mean, hell, he's a hell of a player, but how long are you going to have that player? How much is going to cost you?
Right, and how long will he still? Because the Myles Garrett of today is the Myles Garrett 3 years from now, 2 years from now, is probably not the same guy. Like, that's the reality of when players get to this age at that position. I mean, that's just what happens. It's like that with any position, but certainly great edge rushers, they start losing it a little bit at the age of around 30, 8th, 9th, 10th year in the NFL. This isn't, like, if Myles Garrett was 25 years old, I'd be willing to give up everything for him because I think the next 5 years would be his best years. We might be about to exit his prime.
I feel
prime
like the
here.
Juice ain't worth the squeeze.
That's a good way to put it. 215-592-9494. We've spent a lot of time thinking in the last few weeks, could the Eagles be the new Chiefs, the next Chiefs? Could they take the crown? I actually think this is the opposite of what the Chiefs would do. The Chiefs became a dynasty when they subtracted a great player and added more depth. When they said, see you, Tyreek Hill. We're taking picks for you and not paying you. And we're going to take those picks and draft Trent McDuffie and draft George Kolaftis around our expensive guys. The Eagles have expensive players. Jalen's going to be more expensive. AJ's expensive. Devontae's expensive. And guess what? In 2 years, Jalen Carter might be a $40 million player.
Yeah, that part.
So we're going to have another $40 million player and less depth around him? The two Eagles Super Bowls that we've seen in the last 7 years, they had depth as a pass rush. Not all pros. They had depth. We have Jalen Carter. I don't think they need Myles Garrett. I'm not going all in.
I like Myles, though. I mean,
I know you
he's
do.
A hell of a player.
I wonder if by the here's what's going to be fun today, because we're going to get everyone up here, 215-592-9494. We're going to find out the temperature of everyone today, post Howie speaking, the reality of the Browns maybe trading away. Myles Garrett is out there. I wonder if by the end of the show, Hugh will start to move towards he wants him. He really wants him.
I do want him, but like I said, I don't want to pay the price that I have to pay to get him.
Yeah. Now, complicating matters is if the Eagles don't get him, Hugh, he very well could end up with a team trying to block the Eagles from getting back to the Super Bowl. In fact, the team that may be all in to get him is the Washington Commanders. Can we hear that report ESPN yesterday? ESPN reporting on the Commanders, the Eagles, and the market for Myles Garrett.
Philadelphia Eagles, one of the most aggressive, if not the most aggressive teams on the trade market, will be looking for a pass rusher. Josh Sweat, the Super Bowl likely or close MVP, could be out. Myles Garrett, they would not want to see him go to the Washington Commanders, for example. If that was to gain traction, Howie Roseman would likely step in, try to make a deal that is too hard for the Cleveland Browns to refuse.
All right, well, that certainly adds to the mix. I mean, you throw that in the pot here and stir it around, because if the Eagles don't go all in, perhaps the Commanders will. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles be all in to trade for Myles Garrett? Kyle, what are you feeling?
I'm feeling like you two are so annoying today. I'm so disappointed, especially in Hugh. Very disappointed in Hugh Douglas today.
It's expected from me.
I'm always annoyed with you. Cheap. Hugh, I thought, would maybe be on my side. I just thought we learned our lesson last season with Saquon Barkley, mm-hmm. but I guess not. When great players become available, guys, you know what you do? You try to go get them. I don't care what the Chiefs did. We're the Eagles, okay? We're our own entity now at the top of the NFL, and we got there by making a big swing, something unconventional like this, and going to get Saquon Barkley last year. And make no mistake about it, Myles Garrett is a better player than Saquon Barkley is. Saquon Barkley, we're talking about, I don't even know what you're saying, Hugh. Saquon Barkley,
he doesn't care.
We're talking about him maybe making the Hall of Fame if he has another year like
Miles
this.
Is going to
Myles Garrett
Miles
is already a Hall of Famer.
I know.
Right? And he's only going to be 30 years old next season. He is the best defensive player in the league. I don't know why we're so satisfied with taking a step back. next season. Like, do you guys want to repeat? Do you guys want to go win the Super Bowl again?
So I do want to repeat, but I also want the Eagles to be have a chance to win the Super Bowl for the next 5 years. Okay, and but, I think getting Myles Garrett...
Getting wrapped up in the next 5 years, I think, is just something that we can't control it no matter what happens this year.
Well, but wait. But you can in some ways. You could. Every asset you spend now is an asset you don't have in the future. But so if they trade two ones, then it could hurt their chances 3 years from now.
At the end of the day, that's just two draft picks, right? Well, think about the Jalen...
Draft picks.
I understand that, but think about the way our team's built. It's Cooper DeJean in the second round. And Milton Williams was a third round pick.
Yeah,
like Josh Sweat was a fourth round pick. Cooper DeJean was a second round pick.
But he was a first round talent.
But it's also,
so what? That's my point. You can find guys with first round talent later in the draft. Just because you give away your first round pick doesn't mean that's your only chance of getting a good player. Like, guys, also think about it this way.
Kyle's fired up today. I am.
I'm already so annoyed at the don't go get Myles Garrett people. Like, think about it this way. All those young guys that we got a lot out of this season, that we won the Super Bowl with, there's a very good likelihood, I hope this isn't the case, there's a very good likelihood that some of those guys played above a level that they'll ever play again in their career. And if you think about it this way, the success rate that we've had taking guys in the draft, that's going to regress back to the mean a little bit. It just probably will.
You know, Kyle, I appreciate your passion, but I look at it like this, too. You got a lot of contributions from guys defensively that were only in this system for a couple of months. And I think back to the time when Jim Johnson got here and how long it took us to gel and become a cohesive unit. It took us about a year. I mean, we were decent.
Well, so it's an outlier then.
But wait a minute, listen to what I'm saying. You have some young guys on this team who in their first season in this defense thrived.
Mm-hmm.
They are still learning this defense. There's stuff that I can guarantee you that Vic Fangio hasn't put in yet that he could put in.
Yeah, maybe, but we don't know if those guys are.
Maybe?
I'm saying no. Maybe, and maybe that's a great thing. I'm saying, but maybe these guys can't handle more stuff.
No,
maybe they fall.
Kyle,
that's a possibility.
No, Kyle.
We see rookies come in, play great, and then not all the time.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hear what I'm saying, though. He came in and he simplified the defense enough for them to grasp it and go play in it this year.
And they played great.
And they played phenomenal.
Right. But that's not a guarantee for next year, though.
But Kyle, listen to what I'm saying. It's only going to get better. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I don't know that. I don't think that's...
I'm trying to tell you it's going to get better.
That's your opinion, though. Like, we don't know that that's the case.
But all right, let me add to this, because I think... I don't know if it's going to get better or not. Hugh might be right. He might be wrong. You might be right. But why were they so good? Was it one guy or was it their depth?
The collective.
Well, they've won two Super Bowls and neither team had a double-digit sack. I think we're looking at this wrong.
Then let's talk about the collective, because we're probably going to lose Josh Sweat. We're probably going to lose Milton Williams.
Totally.
We're probably going to lose Brandon Graham. That's a weak area of our defense right now.
I agree.
It was a weak area going into this season.
Yeah, and it's going to get weaker.
It became a strength.
But it's going to get weaker.
What we're doing by go, like when we say all in, it means probably multiple first round picks. And I don't know how much bigger the bidding could go.
It's going to get ridiculous.
Well, that's why I'm out. I'm not all in on him, because I don't think he's going to be worth that for the next 3 to 4 to 5 years. I think his play is likely to fall off. So, Kyle, you mentioned the Saquon thing and learned from our lesson. That's probably an outlier. And I admitted I was wrong on that. NFL history tells us when a player gets to 30, they start to decline pretty fast.
But you know what Myles Garrett and Saquon Barkley have in common? They are outlier type players in the NFL.
But
we're talking about guys at the peak of their position in the league.
But
they are outliers.
I think we forget there was before there was Myles Garrett, there was Von Miller, and there was DeMarcus Ware. Every era has three or four special players at the position. And they fell. So maybe Myles Garrett won't fall for 3 years, and maybe this all works out if they trade for him. But maybe next year he goes from 14 sacks to 9.
Well, okay, but so like, what if I sold it to you this way? If you got 12 sacks from Garrett next year, 10 the year after that, 8.5 the year after that, that to me is worth it. You pair that next to Jalen Carter next season, we're winning the Super Bowl again.
215-592-9494. Should the Eagles be all in to go get Myles Garrett? I say no. I'm not going to that length for a player that's about to be 30. One quick thing then to the phone lines. The Eagles are not shy, Hugh, about going for a big trade if they think there's a player worth it. Now, the Saquon thing is different, and I think this is what you were getting at when you mentioned, because he was a free agent.
He was a free agent.
He was just
a
cap room.
Yeah.
But the Eagles have made big trades. They traded for Jason Peters. You know how old Jason Peters was when they traded for him? He, by the way, he retired yesterday. That's why it's in my head. He was 26.
Yeah.
They traded for A.J. Brown. Remember that? They traded a first-round pick and a third-round pick for A.J. Brown. You know how old A.J. Brown was, Hugh, when they traded for him? 24.
Mm-hmm.
And about 5 years ago, the Eagles reportedly tried to trade for Jalen Ramsey before he went to the Rams. Do you know how old Jalen Ramsey was when they
25.
Tried? 25, exactly. 26, 25, 24. There is a blueprint to this. If you're going to trade a lot, go all in for a player, you do it for a 25-year-old. You don't do it for a guy that's about to play his age 30 season. I'm not all in. I'm sorry. I know everyone's dreaming on the Myles Garrett and Jalen Carter combination. I just watched the Eagles win the Super Bowl with Jalen Hunt, Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter, Milton Williams, and seven of them. Not two, because then one guy gets hurt and you have no depth and you can't get to the quarterback. I watched them do it with depth twice now. My mind on this kind of stuff has changed. I want a wave of pass rushers, not giving up assets, not giving up the contract for just one. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Should the Eagles go all in for Myles Garrett? Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day!
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Here's what's up. Hugh.
Yes.
Can I tell you how much I love our head coach? His press conference was epic pettiness. Calling out that fraud McDermott in Buffalo.
No, I don't give a shit.
Not only him. Howie was a little petty with Chris Sims, too.
Yeah, I liked it.
And I appreciate that.
I thought it was, Chris, it was my favorite Nick Sirianni press conference I've ever heard. I loved it. He was passionate, a little petty. I was proud of him yesterday.
That was grown folk petty right there.
Immediately, I smiled. I was like, I know Hugh is just so proud of our head coach.
What about Myles Garrett, Chris?
Kyle, be quiet, Kyle. We're talking to people that know what they're talking about.
Now, how about you get to the point?
How about Nick's credit card's got to be pretty hot after all that money spent on food and drinks? And okay, Kyle, so here's what happened, guys. I called in and I got flogged by Kyle.
Oh, because, it's one of those days.
That doesn't sound like me.
Yeah.
He's on the terror today.
Yeah, he is. He's a little yipping, barking dog out there in the yard.
You know what? Shut up.
Yeah, let me tell you, Mr. Something, Kyle. Here's why you don't go and get Myles Garrett. You're not going to give up a ton of draft picks because that's what you're going to have to give up. You're going to overpay. He's going to want a new contract because you know how that's going to go. He's going to want to get an extension, get repaid, right? Set himself up like, he knows a little something about going to Jacksonville to do. And then he's turning 30 years old. You don't do all this. Guys, this in Howie we trust. This is not what Howie does. Howie's going to continue to draft Thundercats and grab a prove-it contract to fill it out. That's what he's done. That's what's got us to the Super Bowl. The Saquon Barkley contract is a total joke because that was, again, just money. It wasn't contracts. It's age difference as well. And then here's the other thing, guys. You don't give up the draft picks because the draft picks for a 30-year-old long-in-the-tooth player is a no-go. You don't drop the big money, give up the draft picks, give up all of your depth when you need that cash for the future because next year you got to give the biggest contract to the NFL defensive player in the history of the NFL, which is what is going to go on with Jalen.
Well, yeah, we're talking, next year, we're talking about probably, I could see a world where Jalen Carter and Chris Weprecha ask for $30-plus million a year as a defensive lineman, 32, 33, 34.
Yeah.
Plus, to Chris's point, and this has been brought up a lot, Myles Garrett has zero guaranteed dollars left on his deal, which means if he gets
trying to get paid.
The next team that trades for him, whoever that is, the Eagles, Washington, Detroit, wherever he goes, it's probably a new deal attached too. So it's not just the picks, it's the money. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Should the Eagles go all in for Myles Garrett? It's fun watching him rush the quarterback in an Eagles uniform. I know it would bring back the, you know, the idea of like Seth and Clyde and all
Reggie
those Reggie.
Those, yeah.
I get it with him and Jalen Carter. I'm not going all in. I don't think it's worth it for a player at this age, and especially that they won without that kind of player on the edge. 215-592-9494. We'll play what Browns general manager Andrew Berry said yesterday about the situation. Are they going to trade him, or is he just playing some hardball here? And we'll get to a potential comp for Myles Garrett and his age heard right here from a WIP caller last night. This is going to be interesting to unpack. 215-592-9494, a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.